弟兄姐妹和朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters and our friends.
三个月前，我们教会家庭团契迦南组的组长王文超弟兄过50岁生日。
Three months ago, the leader of the Family Fellowship Canaan Group, Brother Wen Cao, he had his 50th year birthday.
那一天他做了一件很特别的事。
That day he did something very special.
什么事呢？
What is it?
他去跑了一个13英里的长跑，也就是所谓的半程马拉松。
So he ran a half marathon, that's 13 miles.
那一天，他的太太刘伟也请了假去陪文超。
So that day, his wife Liu Wei also took a day off and to be his moral support.
沿路送茶水，加油打气。
She gave waters and she cheered for him.
那夫妻能够用这么恩爱的方式来庆生。真美，实在是非常有意义。
So it is really beautiful for the couple to celebrate the birthday this way, and it is also very meaningful.
我也觉得文超在五十岁的时候有跑长跑的心智，十分令人佩服。
And also, I think that for Brother Wen Cao at his 50th birthday, he has the dedication to run the marathon, and it is something that's really worthy of our respect.
这件事情对我们每个人都可以有多方面的启发。
And this also should give us a lot to think about.
尤其对基督徒来说，我们每一个人都需要有跑长跑的观念和心智。
Especially for Christians, I think all of us should have this kind of dedication of running long race.
这样才会有强健的属灵生命，也才会有可能在这一生跑得又稳又好。
So that way we can have a strong spiritual life, and when we run our spiritual path, we can run more steadily, better, and also with a lot of joy.
今年暑假我们主日信息的主题是因着信经历神。
So for the summer, the theme of our messages have been experiencing God by faith.
在过去几个月里面，我们将希伯来书11章一段一段的看过一遍。
So in the past few weekends. We've been reading the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and we've been studying verse by verse. And today we will conclude the summer messages with chapter 12.
让我们还是最后一次复习一下希伯来书十一章的基本架构和主要内容。
So this will be one last time that we will review chapter 11, and we'll look at the structure and the content of this chapter.
十一章一到三节是开场白。
Chapter 11, verse 1 to 3 is introduction.
先将信心的要素简单扼要的点出来。
So it's listing all these basic elements of faith.
我们一同来同声用中文或英文来读很具有代表性的第一节。
So let's read together in your own language, verse 1.
请，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。好，从第四节开始，作者列举了许多圣经人物的真实例证。
From verse 4, the author started to list many biblical characters and also their testimonies.
来进一步的解释神希望我们有的信心是什么样的信心。
So he uses that to further explain what kind of faith is God expecting of us.
4到22节所提到的七个人物都是出自旧约圣经的第一卷书创世纪。
So in verses 4 through 22, there's seven biblical characters that were mentioned, and these are all from the first book of the Old Testament, which is Genesis.
那这一段里面的第六节很值得背下来，我们也同声用中文或英文来读一次。
And we should all try to memorize verse 6, which is really important, and let's all read it together in our own language.
请，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。且信他赏赐那寻求他人。十三节也很具有代表性，我们也同声来读。
Verse 13 is also very representative. Let's read it together.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。接下来23到29节提到三组人物。
In verse 23 through 29, there's three groups of people.
就是摩西的父母
parents of Moses,
摩西 以及跟着摩西过红海的以色列人
and all these Israelites who follow Moses through the Red Sea.
这些都是出自旧约第二卷书出埃及记
and these are biblical characters from the second book of the Old Testament, which is the Exodus.
从他们身上我们看到一个贯穿的主题，就是信心赐人能力胜过惧怕。
From these examples, we can see a theme throughout, which is faith gives power to conquer fear.
接下来30节到40节所提到的有名和无名的人物很多，时间贯穿了出埃及记之后的旧约历史。
Next, from verses 30 to 40, there's many known and unknown biblical characters. And the timeline is after the time of the Exodus and throughout the whole Old Testament.
从这些人物身上，我们看到一个清楚的共通点，就是信心向往更美的事。
So from all these people, we can see something in common, which is faith aims for something better.
因为心中存着一个更美的盼望，这些相信神的人肯吃苦，肯付代价，甚至肯摆上自己的性命。
And for these people, because they have a better hope, they're willing to suffer, they're willing to pay the price, they are even willing to risk their lives.
那么在十一章之后，十二章是怎么开始的呢？
So after chapter 11, how does chapter 12 begin?
第一句话说，我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当。
So from the verse phrase, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us.
意思是说，十一章提到那些人物都是信心上的好榜样，他们好像见证，他们这些见证人如同云彩围绕着我们。
So that means that in chapter 11, there's many, many biblical examples for us.So these people are like witnesses. They're like cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
那么既然如此，我们就应当有所回应。
So because of that, let us do something in response.
怎么回应呢？
How do we respond to that?
当然是像十一章那些人一样，在生活当中活出一个蛮有信心的美好见证。
We should do something like those people, those biblical characters in chapter 11, that in our lives we can also live a good model of a good image of witness.
很有意思的是，作者在这边有一个很特别的意思。
Something that's worth our notice is that there is a special meaning by the author in those chapters.
早先在读十一章的时候，读者们只是好像观众一样来看那些巨人人物过去的杰出表现。
So what's interesting is that in chapter 11, it looks like the readers are like audiences. They're watching the performances of all these biblical characters.
但十二章开始，角色对调，轮到读者们上场。
So from chapter 12, roles reverse. So that all these readers, they start to get on the stage.
而早先那些活出美好见证的巨人人物改成坐在观众席为这些运动员们加油打气。
So all these biblical characters that were mentioned in chapter 11, they now will sit in the audience seat and then they will cheer for the readers.
十二章头几节所用的比方是在圆形竞技场当中的赛跑。
So in chapter 12, in the beginning verses, it's talking about the making analogy of running a race in the elliptical coliseum.
2000年前希伯来书写成的时候，正是希腊文化盛行的时候。
Because more than 2000 years ago, when the book of Hebrews was written, it was under the influence of Greek culture.
今天的奥林匹克就是从希腊的运动竞技一路传下来。
Nowadays, when we look at the Olympics, these are the sports or the habits of the Greek time.
希伯来书这里说，基督徒的一生就好像运动的长跑一样。
So in the book of Hebrews, it's talking about the life of Christians are just like running a long race.
如果要跑得好，就要像长跑的运动员一样，抓住几个重要的原则。
So if you want to do a good job, there are a few principles that you need to pay attention.
那在这边我们可以看到三大要点，我们现在就一点一点的来看。
There are three major principles, and let's study them one by one.
第一大要点是除去一切不必要的拦阻。
So the first point was to rid of all hindrances to our running.
第一节的前半句和后半句各用了一个描述方式。
So verse 1, in the beginning of it and the end of it, there are descriptions.
前半句说要放下各样的重担。
So the first half is talking about to rid of all the hindrances.
那这边中文圣经翻作重担的希腊字，在原意是带来拦阻的重担。
So here in Chinese, this is translated into heavy burden, and in the original Greek, it means hindering burden.
那英文 NIV 只翻作 hindrance。
So in English, NIV is translated into hindrance.
那一些其他英文圣经在翻译的时候也用到了英文字的 weight。来写明这边讲的拦阻是跟重量有关。
So in the other English translations, they also use the word weight, which means that this kind of hindrance has a lot to do with weight.
今年奥运在伦敦举行。
So this year the Olympics is taking place in London.
晚上的时候天气比较凉。
It's cold at night.
所以很多田径选手刚到运动场的时候都还穿着长袖长裤。
So a lot of athletes for the field,when they first went to the field, they actually are dressed in the long sleeves and long pants.
但是等到起跑最后暖身的时候，每个人都会把长袖长裤脱掉。
However, when it's time for a warm up and right before they start the race, they will take off their long sleeves and their long pants. Why is that?
尽可能将一切不必要的重量都除掉，这样才能够跑得快，跑得好。
Because they try their best to get rid of all these weights that's unnecessary.
我不知道你有没有过这样的经验啊？当你必须拼命跑的时候，非常的懊悔自己为什么要带那么多东西。
So I don't know if you have experienced something similar that when you need to really run very fast, you also always regret that why do you have all these heavy things with you?
那我去中国教课很多次。
I have been into China many times to teach.
因为我们去的地方常常是交通很不方便的地方。所以教课的老师通常都会听从指示，行李尽量简单轻便。
And most of these places we visited are remote places where the transportation is not that well developed. So we have been instructed to pack lightly.
但是有一年有一个回程要与我同行的老师带了一个好大好重的行李。
However, one year, one of the teachers who was going to join me on my return trip, he had a huge and heavy luggage.
光是从农村走出来的那几十分钟，虽然有学生帮忙，都已经折腾死了。
So just to go from the little village to the station, this is only a little bit more than 10 minutes of a walk. But this heavy luggage has already made he himself and all these students who are helping to feel very, very exhausted.
那晚上我们到一个县城去搭火车。
And later we have to go to a bigger city to take a train.
火车站管得很严，一直到火车都快要进站前几分钟才让我们进月台。
And at the station, they actually do not allow us to get into the get through the gate until a few minutes before the train arrives.
那我得帮着他才能够把那件大行李箱搬下楼，再搬上楼，才能够到我们要到的月台。
So I had to help him to carry, to help to lift the heavy luggages down the stairs, up the stairs, and finally we reach the station.
那我们问车站的职员，啊，我们坐一号车厢的，应该在月台的这一端呢，还是那一端等车
？So then we asked the workers there that for the number one train, should we get into this platform or the other platform?
期间他不理我们。
And in the beginning, the worker did not even bother to talk to us.
再问一次，他在。
We asked one more time, and he sort of just do like that.
等到火车来，我们才发现他跟我们讲的方向是错的。
So not until the train arrived, we realized that we are actually waiting at the wrong end.
那真的糟了，那火车很长啊，我们是拼命的跑，要从火车这一端跑到那一端。
So the train was actually really, really long, and very long, and we're at the opposite end of the train, so we had to run really fast to the other end of the train.
真的是差一点点就没有搭上车。
Just by a split second, we almost were not able to get on the train.
上了车之后，这位老师终于说，他真是后悔带这么多笨重不必要的东西。
So after we got on the train, this teacher told me that he really regret that he brought so many heavy stuff with him.
我们在人生当中跑天路也是一样。
So in our lives, when we run the race of heavenly run the race, it's the same way.
一些不必要的重担真的是有可能害我们跑不动。
Many, many unnecessary burden will make us unable to run further.
这些有可能是心理的重担。
And many of these could be psychological burden.
比如说各样的思虑忧愁。
It could be many thoughts, many worries.
也可能是外在实质的重担，譬如说为各样的杂事忙碌。
It could be some physical real burdens, such as all these tedious things in life that we have to deal with.
真的有很多东西变成重担，是我们自找的，是没有必要的。
However, many of these things they become burdens for us, but then indeed we ask for it.
比如说，两个学生读同样的专业，修同样的课。
For example, there might be two students. They are in the same major. They take the same classes.
那一个总是过分的紧张。
One is overly nervous.
白天耗费很多的精神在担心。
So during the day, he just spends a lot of time worrying about it.
晚上又因为忧虑过多睡不好觉，第二天早上精神更差。
So at night, he because of all these worries, he could not fall asleep. So the next morning, he felt very exhausted, very tired.
另外一个学生专心做该做的事。不耗费精神在无谓的忧虑。
The other student, he only pay attention to what he's supposed to be doing, so he does not worry about other things.
你想这两个人的学习表现哪一个会比较好？
Who do you think will perform better in their classes?
背负重担的人常常觉得这些重担是非担不可的。
So for those who have heavy burdens, they always feel that these are important.Burdens that I have to carry.
但是真的有很多事没必要去背它，只会害自己。
However, a lot of those are really unnecessary, and if you went ahead to carry it, you really are doing a disservice.
希伯来书十二章一节提醒我们要放下各样的重担。
So in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, it says that it's to rid of all the burdens, hindrances.
耶稣更说过一段话，让我们同声来念。
Jesus also said the following.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。彼得前书五章七节也说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
In First Peter chapter 5 verse 7 also says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
这边这几个经文都教导我们同样一个原则。
So these verses all teach us the same thing.
就是我们都应该来到神的面前。
That is, we need to come before God.
把那些重担都放下，都卸下。
To put down, to get rid of all the burdens.
透过信靠神，全交托出去。
Through our faith in God, we give it to God.
那这些功课对有些人来说比较难学。
These are lessons that to some people might be hard to learn.
对我来说就是如此。
To me, it's the same thing.
但这个功课非常重要。
But this is very important.
多学习、多操练会大有好处，能够帮助我们跑得更加稳健有力。
So the more you learn, the more you exercise such principle, the more you're going to benefit from it.
第一节的后半句说要脱去缠累我们的罪。
In the second half of the first verse, it says that we need to get rid of the sin that so easily entangles.
这边的缠累这个字描述的是一种往后拉扯的阻力。
Here it says the sin that entangles. That means it's kind of a friction that pulls you back.
我读高中的时候，有一天很惊讶的收到通知，说学校征召我去加入游泳校队。
When I was in high school, the school one day actually gave me a notice and asked me to join the swimming team.
那报到那天，教练只给我一个建议。
So when I went to register, my coach only gave me one suggestion.
就是先去换一条游泳裤。
He said, "You go change into your swimming trunk."
因为以前我游泳是纯为兴趣，穿的是非常传统。一般人穿的游泳裤。
So before that, I was swimming for a hobby. So what I wear was something that's really traditional, very simple swimming trunk that everybody wears.
那教练要我换的是当时最现代美国进口的游泳裤。
So what the coach wanted me to change into was something that's really contemporary and is made in the USA.
有没有差别？
Is there any difference?
马上就感觉有差别。
Right away.
原先的游泳裤不止本身就比较重，而且吸水吸得特别多。
So what I used to wear was something that's really heavy and absorbs a lot of water.
在水里游的时候会产生不小的往后拉扯的阻力。
So when I swim, it actually created a lot of friction to pull me back.
那新的游泳裤质量不同，所以游起来阻力真的小很多。
So the new swimming trunk actually is made out of different materials, so the friction that it creates is really a lot less.
那奥运的游泳比赛竞争更激烈，有时候金牌跟银牌差只差0.01秒。
So for the Olympics, the swimming race, are even more competitive. And a lot of times for the medal and the gold medal and the silver medal winners, the time difference is something like 0.01 seconds.
所以选手们除了平常苦练把身体体能调到最佳状况之外，还会花心思把各种阻力尽量降到最低。
So all these athletes, they not only practice really hard, train really hard, and they also try to make their physical status to be the best at the time of Olympics. They also think about what to do to reduce frictions.
那除了泳衣、泳帽、防水镜的品质都大有讲究之外，很多选手还会在比赛之前把全身的体毛刮得干干净净。
So in addition to top quality swimming suits and the swimming cap and the goggles, they also try to shave all over their body.
基督徒在信仰的道路上也是如此。
And then this is because they want to reduce the friction to the best. So for Christians, our spiritual walk is the same way.
我们如果想要跑得好，一定要想办法把一切会缠累你的东西一一除去。
So if you want to run a good race, you also have to try your best to get rid of all the burdens.
二十多年前我住在加州的时候。
More than 20 years ago, I was in California.
有两位姐妹在团契当中认识，成为很好的朋友。
Two sisters knew each other at church and they became good friends.
没多久，两人就说他们打算合开公司。
So not long after, they decided to start a company together.
当时我看他们两人信主的时间都很短，灵命根基不稳。
So at that time, I thought that they have not been a Christian for a long time, and then they are not really firm in their faith.
他们这样的将来会因为生意失和的可能性太大，所以我就大力劝他们打消念头。
So I feel that it's very likely that they're gonna be in disharmony because of the joint company. So then I advise them not to start the company together.
但他们没有听我的劝。
But they didn't listen to my advices.
过了没有多久，生意是做起来。
So not long after, they started their own company.
但两个人之间的摩擦却越演越烈，到影响所有周围的人。
However, there are conflicts between the two of them, and these conflicts even are affecting people around them already.
两个人都分别来到我家，向我和我太太诉苦。
So the two of them separately came to my house and talked to me and my wife.
他们都哭得一把眼泪一把鼻涕。
And they both cry really sadly.
那我们给他们两个人同样严厉的规劝。
So my wife and I both gave them the same advices, which are very stern.
希望他们看到他们这个合开的公司已经成为了他们的缠累。
So we wanted them to see that the joint company that they have together has become a burden, a friction, or the entangling factor of their relationship.
不止严重损伤了他们的友情，也夺去了他们原先单纯追求主的喜乐。
So that not only damages the relationship between the two of them, it also took away the simple faith, the simple joy that they have seeking Christ.
总算其中一个人先听了劝，愿意不在乎吃亏的完全放弃了这个公司。
So finally, one of them started to understand, and then she took my advice, so that she gave up the company.
后来另外一个人也想开了，就把公司关了。
And later, the other person also understood what I was saying, so then she decided to shut down the company.
这两个人算是很幸运的脱离了那个缠累。
So luckily, these two people, they have rid the burden.
后来两个人的灵命都被主更新，有好的成长。
And later on, both of them are renewed by the Lord, and they have a good spiritual growth.
像这两个肯听劝的人其实不多。
Indeed, there isn't really many of us who are like them, who are willing to listen to advices.
有更多曾经领受主恩典的人后来不再积极向前奔跑。
Because I have seen even more of those who have received the grace of the Lord,who decided not to run the spiritual path anymore.
有的人完全失去动力，有的人还冷淡退后到完全消失。
Some people just have a complete loss of motivation. Some people have even disappeared from the scene.
根本的原因就是被一些东西缠累住。
So the basic problem is that they are entangled by burdens.
越缠越难以脱身，也越缠越失去奔跑的意愿。
So the more they're entangled, the harder it is for them to get rid of it, and the harder it is for them to run, to have the motivation to run.
这边第一节特别指出，会带给人最大拦阻的缠累就是罪。
So in verse one, it points out that the biggest thing that entangles you is sin.
我们很容易以为啊，有些罪没什么，不必太在意啊。
Some people would think that, well, some of the sins are not so serious and we don't have to worry about it.
但是一个罪长久不对付是真的会缠住人的。
However, if just one sin that you do not take care of, eventually it will entangle you.
卖耶稣的犹大，问题就在这里。
And this is the same thing with Judah who betrayed Jesus.
他曾经真正有心跟随耶稣。
Once he was earnest in his following of Jesus.
只是他一直没有对付贪财的罪。
However, he did not take care of his sin of his greed for money.
常常从托付给他保管的钱囊里面偷拿钱。
Because he often stole from the money bag that was in his care.
耶稣提醒过他，但他没有醒悟。
Jesus has already warned him, but he didn't take his advice.
最后这个罪就成为他的网罗，他就为了钱出卖了耶稣。
Eventually, the sin became snare for him. So then he eventually, for money, he betrayed Jesus.
今天教会当中也有很多的基督徒。
Today in our church, we can see many of us.
不是说一点点爱主的心都没有，只是罪缠累着他们，让他们灵命很难起得来。
We're kind of like that. We're not saying that we do not love Jesus at all, but then because of sin that so much entangled us.It makes our spiritual life not being able to grow.
就好像在海里游泳，脚被海草给缠住了。
Just like you're swimming in the sea and your feet are entangled by the seaweed.
除非痛下决心，弯下去把那缠的海草全砍断，手在上面再怎么用劲都没有用的。
Unless you make the decision to bend down and cut off all the seaweed that's entangling you, it's useless.No matter how it's for you to swim, because no matter how hard you swim, you cannot go forward.
记得我刚刚讲的那两位姐妹。
Remember the two sisters I was talking about?
她们肯听劝，肯有魄力的把缠累她们的东西给砍掉。
They took my advice, and they're willing to cut off the burden that's pulling them back.
结果她们得到了释放。
And they eventually are liberated.
重新恢复了奔跑天路的动力。
So then they regain the motivation to help them to propel forward.
第一节的最后一句话提到第二个大点，就是要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So on the second half of verse one, it says that let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
这句话包含三方面的要素。都是跟奔跑天路的观念和心智有关的。
So there are three elements in here that has to do with running the heavenly race.
奔讲的是态度，是绝对的积极的跑。
So run is talking about your attitude. That means that you have to take the role. You have to be proactive to run.
有很多听过福音的人，多年来一点长进都没有，就是因为他们以为信耶稣只是嘴巴说信就好了。没有想过信耶稣是要紧紧跟随主来跑天路的。
So many people that have heard the gospel for a long time, however they are not have no growth in Christ because they thought that their faith is by their mouth, they can just talk about it.
存心忍耐讲的是决心，是一路跑到终点的决心。
So perseverance is talking about your determination.It's a determination to run until the very end.
我在读大学以前，一百、两百、四百米都跑得不错，但是有几次长跑连跑都没跑完。
When I was in college, I could run pretty well. I can do 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, but then for the long race, I can never finish.
后来自我检讨的时候发现，虽然我在没跑完的时候，哎呀，真的很懊恼，但是真正的问题是我始终没有下定决心一定要跑完。
So whenever I examined myself, I realized that although every time I didn't finish the long race and then I feel bad about myself, but I have never made up my mind to finish the race before I started.
等到把这个心智的问题彻底解决了，我才在后来的长跑当中 能够成功的坚持到最后。
So I have to take care of the problem of my determination. And once that's taken care of, I was able to finish long races.
整卷希伯来书都一再重复的强调，劝基督徒要坚持到底。
The whole book of Hebrews has been emphasizing the importance of perseverance.
那摆在我们前头的路程讲的是纪律。
So the path right before, the right in front of us is talking about principle, discipline.
在田径场上都有画好一条一条的跑道。
So in the field, when you run a race, there are lines before every athlete.
在中距离和短距离的赛跑的时候，每位选手都只能跑在指定的跑道里。
So for short range and mid range runners, they have to run within the lines.
如果超越界限就会 被判违规取消资格。
So if they go beyond their lines, they're going to be disqualified.
那么对基督徒来说，奔那摆在我们前头路程的这句话就是提醒我们不要乱跑。
So for Christians, to run with perseverance the race marked out for us, that means that don't run all over the place.
要规规矩矩的在神所指示的道路上跑。
So you have to run within the lines that's marked by God.
在教会当中，有的时候会有一些人跑是可以跑得很快，耐力也很高的。
So in church, you can see many people that can run really fast and they can endure the long race.
但是如果缺乏顺服主的纪律，就算跑起来轰轰烈烈，只会撞得自己和旁边的人头破血流，鼻青脸肿。
So if they lack the discipline.Of following Jesus' marks, then they may be running really fast, but then they're all over the place, and they eventually injure people around them.
在这边我们可以用三个简单的问题来自我省察。
So here we can use three questions to ask ourselves.
我是一个在奔跑的基督徒吗
？Am I a running Christian?
我有这一生一定跑到底的心志吗
？Do I have the dedication to run to the very end?
我是一个顺从神的引导，很有纪律。留在他指示的道路当中的乖孩子吗
Am I following God's guidance? With discipline, I run between the marks that God marks for me.
第三大要点也是最重要的一点是仰望基督耶稣。
The last principle is to fix our eyes on Jesus.
仰望这个字照原文直翻就是定睛专注的看。
So fix our eyes means to stare at it.
那么为什么仰望耶稣是这么重要呢
Why is fixing our eyes on Jesus so important?
第二节说耶稣是为我们信心创始成终的。
Here, verse 2 says that Jesus is the one who pioneered or is author and the perfecter of our faith.
这边英文圣经用了各个不同的英文字来翻都比不上中文圣经这么清楚准确简洁有力。
So in many different English translations, translations. We can see that they use different words to try to translate the meaning of it, but the Chinese does the best job.
无论如何，这句话的意思是，耶稣一方面起始开创了我们的信心，一方面又成就完全了我们的信心。
In any case, this is talking about Jesus. On the one hand, he started, he pioneered our faith. On the other hand, he completed or he perfected our faith.
让我先用一个不是最理想最完全的例子来说明。
There might other example I like to use which might not be perfect but I will still use it.
我的两个女儿小时候我教她们学游泳。
I once was teaching my two daughters when they're little how to swim.
等到要她们脚离地放胆的自己开始游的时候我怎么教她们
?So when it's up to a point where I am encouraging them to lift their feet and then to just brave themselves and to swim to me. How did I do it?
就是让他们面向着我，朝着我游过来。
I asked them to look at me and just swim to me.
他们怕不怕
Were they afraid?
当然怕。
Yes, they were.
但后来有没有鼓起勇气游
But did they brace themselves and then swim to me? Yes.
因为定睛看着我很重要。
Because to fix their eyes on me is very important.
因为如果看的是水的话，就会越看越不敢游。
If they fix their eyes on the water, they're going to be so afraid that they won't even get started.
如果看着我就会记得我是爱他们的父亲，是他们可以完全信赖的对象。
If they fix their eyes on me, they will remember, know that I am their loving father and I will always be there for them.
我一定会看顾保护他们。
For sure, I will watch over them, I will protect them.
如果他们悠悠不行了要往下沉，我一定会往前跨一步去扶住他们。
If they somehow can't make it and they're starting to think, I will for sure reach my hand to try to help them.
那么但是他们还可以游的时候，我可能就会一步步往后退，一步步引导他们越游越好。
So if I see that they actually could still make it, I would actually move backwards so that they can swim a little more.
我们奔跑天路有点像游泳。
So the way that we run our heavenly race is kind of like swimming.
我们信心的开始是因着耶稣基督一直进步成长的关键也在于他。
The beginning of our faith is Jesus. The reason that we can grow and proceed is also because of Jesus.
当然奔走天路跟游泳一样，有的时候过程当中会有一些让人害怕的考验。
Of course, running the heavenly race is just like swimming. There are times when it's really scary.
实际上希伯来书的作者之所以写这么一封信，正是因为当时的基督徒遭受多方面的逼迫，在信心上受到很大的考验。
And the reason that the author of Hebrews wrote this letter was because the Christians at that time were greatly persecuted.
这卷书一再提醒基督徒，耶稣是可信的。
So in this book, once and again, it's reminding the Christians that the Lord is trustworthy.
他亲自走过我们所需要走的路。
He has experienced personally what we are experiencing now.
他经历过人会面对的那些考验。
He has experienced all these trials that we are facing.
实际上他所承受的羞辱和十字架的苦难，在程度上都远远超过我们今日所要承受的。
Indeed, the insults that he experiences and the suffering that he suffered on the cross was far beyond what we experience right now.
第三节说，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
In verse 3, it says, Consider him who endures such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
我很喜欢英文 NIV 圣经在这边用 consider him 来开始。
I like it that in the English translation, in the NIV version, it begins the verse with consider him.
每次我们遇到试炼，甚至感到开始疲倦灰心的时候， consider him.
Because every time when we face a trial and we start to feel weary and lose heart, we consider him.
思想耶稣基督的榜样。
Think about the examples that Jesus set for us.
定睛仰望他,
Fix your eyes on Jesus. He will guide us and steady our feet.
最后我想请大家注意第二节的喜乐。
And lastly, I would like to lead us to read verse 2 and then to contemplate on the word joy.
这段经文里面有好多词让人看到，哎呀，好辛苦，好累哦。
So in these verses, we can see that there's many words that make us feel like this is such a tiring race.
还有些人不需要看到这些词，一想到跑步就好累了。
So many people, they don't even have to read these words. They just, as soon as they thought of running a race, they feel tired already.
但基督徒需要奔跑天路，是不是就一定很苦呢？
So for Christians to run the heavenly race, does it mean that it has to be tiring?
第二节提醒我们效法基督。 想到有喜乐摆在前面。
Verse 2 reminds us that we have to follow the example of Jesus. We have to think of the joy that's put before us.
这一点我相信所有做妈妈的最有体会。
And with this point, I think that many mothers should experience very deeply.
要当个妈妈代价是很大的。
You have to pay a lot of price to be a mother.
怀胎10个月的过程就有很多的不舒服和不方便。
The 10 months of pregnancy gives you a lot of inconveniences and many discomforts.
生产的时候，不论是顺产或剖腹产，都免不了有疼痛。
When it comes time to give birth, whether it's vaginal or C-section, there's a lot of suffering.
在孩子生下来之后，妈妈的心情是什么？
So, but however, how did all these mothers feel after the babies are born?
真开心。
They're so happy.
真有成就感。
Ah, they feel accomplished.
像我们这位翻译，每次害喜都很惨了。
Our translator suffered a lot when every time she is pregnant.
生完一个之后忘掉了，再生一个。So
after one's born, she forgot about all this suffering, and then she had another.
现在已经三个了。And
then she has three now.
再看看那些奥林匹克运动员。
Now let's look at all these athletes in the Olympics.
为了准备比赛要付多大的代价，投入多少年啊？
How much of price they have to pay, to prepare for the race.
但当他们赢了比赛，站在讲台的时候，多少人流下开心的眼泪？
However, when they win the race and they are at the medal ceremony, many people they shed the tear of joy.
其实还有很多运动员，虽然什么奖牌都没得到，他还是觉得能够参加奥运就非常光荣了。
Also many other athletes, although they do not get any medals, but then they still feel very honored to be part of the Olympics.
能够参加比赛，对他们来说，这些年所付的代价都是值得的。
So to be able to be part of the Olympics, they feel that it's all worth it for all these years and all this time that they spend in training.
每项奥运比赛都只有一个冠军的金牌。
So for every field of the Olympics, there's only one gold medal.
那些光荣其实也是短暂的。
And all these glory that came with the medal are also temporary.
但神借着保罗，使徒保罗告诉我们，神为基督徒所预备的一个给冠军的奖赏，却是每一个跑到终点的人都能够得到。
But through Apostle Paul, God told us.
I thought you say Pastor Paul.
Oh, no, I said Apostle, yeah. So according to Apostle Paul, God told us, God told us that for every single Christian, there is gold medals for everyone who complete the race. And the glory is forever. As long as we are like Apostle Paul, who fight the good fight,
and
run the good race,
he
withhold his faith.
And
he fixed his eyes on the Jesus who the pioneered and perfected our faith. Lastly, I'm going to share some of the things about myself. I came to the U.S. for studies 29 years ago in August.
那时候我是抱着完全不可信的态度来看耶稣基督的信仰。
At that time, I feel that Christianity is completely unbelievable.
但是跟基督徒在一起查考圣经一段时间之后，我虽然不信，却可以感受到有好几位基督徒是实实在在的在跟随着耶稣奔跑天路的。
So after a while of Bible studying with all these Christians, although I still was not a believer, but I could truly experience and know that many Christians, they sincerely run the heavenly race.
如今已经过去接近30年了。
Now almost 30 years has passed.
我可以很清楚地看见一件事。
One thing I can see very clearly.
就是那些实实在在在奔跑天路的人，一直到今天都还在积极地奔跑。
That is that for those who really are trying their best to run the heavenly race, they are today still running the race.
而且跑得很起劲，很稳健，也很喜乐。
They're still going strong, they're very steady, and they run very happily.
当然从负面来说，我们也看到很多人很可惜，不是如此。
However, from another perspective, I see that some people, they run, but then they could not finish.
但我希望大家记得的是正面的功课。
Those people do not persevere. However, I would like all of us to learn from the good examples.
只要你肯实实在在的照着今天经文讲的几个重点去做。
As long as you follow all the principles that we talk about today to run your race.
在未来十年、二十年、三十年、甚至五十年、六十年，你会越来越发现这一生奔跑跟随主真是喜乐。
So in the next 10, 20, 30 years, or even 40, 50, 60 years, you realize that the more you run the race, the happier you are.
我们现在请燕子来带领我们唱一首诗歌。
My brother 燕子 will lead us in a hymn together.
Thank you, 徐牧师的信息。
We thank Pastor Xu for his message.
好，在我们还没开始跑步之前，我们现在一起来唱这首歌。
Before we start running, let's sing a hymn.
欢迎各位弟兄姐妹跟我们一起起立，然后我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's all rise and sing a hymn together.
Oh. 既然有这么多的见证人，
既然 有这么多的见证人，上帝还围绕着我们，就应该放下各样重担，脱下缠累我们的罪。既然有这么多的见证人，上帝还围绕着我们，以坚韧的心向前奔跑，那摆在我们前面的路程。
让我们专心，
让我们专心，
专心
仰望耶稣，那信心的创始完成者，一合一的心，并存忍耐，奔跑我们前面的路程。
让我们专心，
让我们专心，
专心
依靠耶稣，旷野中的安慰引领者，以喜乐的心并存盼望，奔跑我们前面的路程。
好，我们要再唱一次。不过在开始之前呢，跟你旁边的人说，让我们专心仰望耶稣。
OK, let's say to our neighbors, fix your eyes on Jesus.
让我们专心仰望耶稣。再重复唱一次。既然有这么多的见证人，
既然有这么多的见证人，
像云彩
围绕着我们，就应该放下各样重担，脱下缠累我们的罪。既然有这么多的见证人，像云彩围绕着我们，以坚韧的心向前奔跑，那摆在我们前面的路程。
让我们专心，
让我们专心，
专心
仰望耶稣，那信心的创始完成者，一合一的心并存忍耐，奔跑我们前面的路程。让我们专心，
专心
仰望耶稣，旷野中的安慰引领者，以喜乐的心并存盼望，奔跑我们前面的路程。
再唱一次，让我们专心，
让我们专心，
专
心依靠耶稣，旷野中的安慰引领者，以合一的心并存忍耐，奔跑我们前面的路程。让我们专心，
专
心依靠耶稣，旷野中的安慰引领者，以喜乐的心并存盼望，奔跑我们前面的路程。
以喜乐的心，
喜乐的心并存盼望，奔跑我们前面的路程。
可以，大家请坐。
Be seated.
好，